Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Kind of like a tennis match here. It's Rose. It's Colleen. It's Rose. It's Colleen. It's Rose. This week, it's Colleen Allsburg. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better now. I had a little construction issue on the way down, so I was afraid I was going to be late, but I made it.
I don't lie. When you guys aren't standing in the producer's booth before the show starts, I'm like, I don't know quite enough about travel to be able to do this show on my own. So glad you're here.
Yeah, and that's
glad
so unlike me. I'm a tour manager.
You are.
I am never late.
You're always here nice and early, but you made it.
I made it. It's all good.
Life is good.
Yeah, I had a beautiful drive down. I had stayed with my folks last night and had a beautiful breakfast this morning with Mom and Dad, and I had some coffee and thought I would be in plenty of time, but then hit some, 43 is just a mess.
Really? Is there construction in Wisconsin this time?
Yeah, a little bit.
Didn't realize that.
A lot of orange on the way down, so I bypassed it, ended up in Bayview at one point. No, it's just been a day, so I'm glad I'm here.
Yay. All right, so let's talk travel. What's the big hot news we all need to know about?
Well, actually right now, can you believe it? We're working on 2025 already for our group tours.
That's crazy.
I know. It comes up so fast.
That sounds like sci-fi to me. 2025.
It doesn't. When did that happen?
Yeah. Right.
Wasn't it just like 2020? We've got some great ideas for 2025.
Traveling to the moon?
Yeah.
Mars?
Well, maybe. Yeah. We'll get Elon on the phone. I put a post out on Facebook last night, and boy, did I get some good suggestions. And quite honestly, as I was reading through everything, there were a lot of destinations that we've already planned on putting into the itineraries and stuff. So we're working on that. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have some exciting 2025 groups to put out there. And I'm going to be starting working on Alaska again in November.
Okay.
So that's coming up. But some great ideas. I was looking through from some of my friend clients. I call them my friend clients. Machu Picchu, Portugal, Burgundy and Provence, Galapagos, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, Alaska, of course. Can't deny that.
Right.
Just a lot. Turkey, Amazon River Cruise. Norway.
Oh, Amazon River Cruise would
be
cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? So there's all kinds of great stuff, great suggestions, and I know a lot of these destinations are already on our calendar. So keep an eye on it, and we'll get you guys farther reaches of the world.
So we talk about the group travel a lot because that's what this show is kind of about, but you guys do it all. Business travel, destination honeymoons. You can do personalized trips for people. It's not all about group vacations.
Absolutely. In fact, if you see something that we're doing in the group department but doesn't fit into your plans for your dates, you can actually work with one of our advisors and book anything you want. And our company is so well-rounded, and I want to give a plug to our destination weddings department. They're amazing. My brother runs a event venue, and they're actually having a wedding today.
Okay.
And so I always say, well, get them to go to Fox for their honeymoon at least. But it's a lot of work. There's so much involved in a local wedding. And if you want to make it easy and get married in just a beautiful place and go to Mexico and kiss at sunset. But the ladies in our wedding department are amazing. Sam and Donna and Sue, they just they eat, breathe, and live weddings, and they make them seamless for the couples. And they can go alone and do a wedding. They can take their families. They can take 100 friends if they want.
Right.
And they get a vacation out of it too. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. I see more and more people doing that. That's kind of cool.
And I think it saves money in the long run.
Yeah. Weddings are not cheap.
They are not. I bet you know that.
I do. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We're talking travel today. Get your calls in. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg with you this morning. Good morning. Going to be a high of 80, sunny. Going to be a great day. Why are we playing this music?
Oh, I'm trying to get myself in the mode. I'm going next Sunday. I'll be on the air with you on Saturday next week. Yeah. And then Sunday, I leave with a group to the Netherlands and Germany. And I'm trying to get myself pumped up for that because I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't be too difficult to get pumped up for that. That
no,
sounds like
no.
a great trip.
Oh, yeah. Amsterdam is probably one of my most favorite places in Europe, and it's just a fun place to putz around and take people on little side tours and walk them through the red light district and make them feel uncomfortable a little bit. It's fun. We like to have fun in Amsterdam. And then, oh my gosh, I'm going to Strasbourg and Rüdesheim and Heidelberg, so seeing a lot of castles and eating some great food on those riverboats. I'm on the Avalon Waterways, and of the group that I'm taking, I know half of them. I've traveled with half of them, and they are going to be nuts. I know. They're going to all get along really well. I can tell already. A lot of fun.
Anything like that on 2024's itinerary? What do you have in Germany for next year?
Yeah, we've got some river cruise coming up in 24 as well. Okay. So we definitely hit Germany a lot because we know Milwaukee. Thank you, Isaac, for that great polka. We know that Milwaukee is that, you know, very German area, so we like to make sure people get over there.
Nice. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Neil in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Neil. What's your question?
Good morning. Hi, Colleen. Linda and I were out with you on your trip to Poland last year.
Hi, Neil.
Yeah. Hi. Anyway, we got off the Celebrity Flora last week, and we did the 10-day inner loop itinerary. And the best way to describe Celebrity is they have a massive on-ground staff. Even though our plane got in at 2 a.m. in the morning to Quito, you know, there was the Celebrity guide was there. Baggage handlers were taken to the JW Marriott Hotel and spent the night. The meals included were excellent at the hotel. And then the walking tour around Quito even had Celebrity security men following the group.
Wow, that's awesome.
After a day, then we were taken to the airport, 2-hour flight to charter flight to the Galapagos, and the Celebrity had it. There was only 97 guests on the ship this week and 86 crew.
Wow.
And everyone on the plane, nobody had a middle seat. It was very nice. A meal was served. Got to the Galapagos and immediately transferred to the Zodiacs and taken to the ship. And the ship was, it's more like a luxury yacht versus a ship. It's
wonderful.
Easy to get around. Food was good, and every day there was at least 2 or 3 choices for excursions in the morning and 2 or 3 in the afternoon for all fitness levels.
Wow.
And cool. I would describe the food on the ship as good. And unlike a regular cruise ship, you have your designated meal times, and that's it as far as eating goes. But there's certainly cheaper ways to do the Galapagos, but the Flora was first class.
Oh, that's good to hear. I was looking at Celebrity because I know they have those 2 new ships there. And so thank you, Neil. This is great information, and it's definitely something we're probably going to move forward with for 2025.
Excellent.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talking text line. This text says, we're going to Alaska early June of 2024. When should we get airfare?
I would start looking right now. It's very important. Airfare is, there's not a lot of flights up to Alaska to begin with, and the cruise lines eat a lot of that space. So if you've actually booked with one of the cruise lines, you might want to check with them. You'll probably get better pricing and better itineraries. Otherwise, if you want to book it on your own, I would just really start getting going on that right now because it is available for June.
Okay. From the 920, it says, I love the idea of taking a European cruise so our stuff stays in one place and we move. But if I'm taking my 17 and 19 year olds next summer, would a cruise, even on a bigger ship with stuff to do, be disappointing compared to a tour where we go all the best stops in France and Italy?
Oh, that's if it was Italy, I would suggest, and probably France as well, I would probably more stick with a land tour. With the age of the teenagers, they probably would get more historic and educational opportunities out of it. If you did decide to go with a cruise, I would not probably cruise Italy. Just that's my own opinion on a river cruise. It's kind of a limited area that they see. But France, they've got so many different cruises you could do. The south of France, you can do, if you want to do something historic out to the beaches of Normandy, you could do Paris and Normandy. So that France would be a little bit more
Cruise friendly.
I'm just trying, you know, that age group too. That's, these river cruises tend to be a older demographic, so it
relaxing,
can be, yeah, absolutely.
Taking the sights.
And yeah, so they'd probably be a bit bored with the river cruise portion of it because it's just so regimented. But it is nice to not pack and unpack. I get that for sure. But the average, I think the average age of river cruisers is 55.
Oh.
So it's pretty, you know, a little bit more mature. I'm going to say mature because I'm 55 now. I'd probably, with that situation, look more into a land tour.
All right. It's 9:22. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts, 855-616-1620. Colleen Ellsberg here this week. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
All right, so I love the fact that Isaac is playing this music, but I don't have a beer in my hand listening
yeah,
to polka, and that's a must.
Nice big pretzel.
Next time, warn me. I'll bring the pretzels and beer, and
all
we'll
right,
go.
Sounds good.
Colleen Ellsberg here, Dayton Kane as well. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fox World Travel Show. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go to Mark in Milwaukee. Good morning. What's your question, Mark?
Good morning. Quote-unquote wanted trip. I paid for a trip at a fundraiser, but I have the option of choosing from either Cabo or St. Martin. Never been to either, and I'm just curious what your take is, if there'd be a preference one way or the other.
Well, they're two completely different places, really. Cabo would probably be easier to get to just because it's in Mexico and there's an easier flight schedules to get there. I love Cabo San Luis. Cabo San Lucas. It's on the Pacific Ocean. Very beautiful, great resorts, little very real Mexican towns yet. It's more of a desert, though, so it does get cool at night. So a lot of the resorts actually have bonfires for you at night. So it's very pretty. Lots of things to explore. You can, you know, get off on the, go see the Land's End and all that area there. It's just but very resort area. You're kind of stuck in Cabo. You're kind of in one spot. And St. Martin, it's its own island. I love St. Martin. One side is Dutch and one side is French. That would be a very fun place to probably rent a car and be able to drive around and see a lot of different things. Very beautiful. The waters around St. Martin are absolutely gorgeous. The beaches are gorgeous. Nice blue waters. And again, good prices. Just might be a little bit harder to get there with the air. So that I think you can't go wrong either way, Mark. They're both wonderful. It's just kind of what you have in mind and what you want to do when you're there.
Appreciate the advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great trip. Congratulations on winning the auction. 855-616-1620. Looking for a suggestion for a trip to Greece. We are mom and dad, 63 years old, and two adult children. We're looking for a scenic but not touristy island with great food and activities. They say they know it's a big ask, but they love the show and would like to know what you think.
Oh, I love Greece. That is, it's hard to... There's so many islands. There's so many neat things to do. One of my favorites is Katakalon. That's where the Olympics started. The very first Olympics was in Katakalon. So that island is gorgeous. And of course, you've always got the Santorinis and all that. And we are actually putting together a group for 25 that's going to start in Athens, do a few nights there. But we're going to try and make it more relaxing. We'll take the ferries over to two islands, to Santorini and to, I think, Mykonos is one of them. So they give you more time to just relax. Yes, there is touristy areas, but usually the tourist time is when those big cruise ships come in. Once the cruise ships are gone, it's just quiet and lovely, and then you get to explore on your own. You can do, you know, rental cars. You can just relax, take walking tours. But I would highly suggest getting in touch with one of our advisors that are Greece experts, and they can walk you through the different islands and give you some better advice. I've only been to Greece a couple times and just off a cruise ship, so I don't I've never stayed there, which is my goal someday. Martha Hardy in our Brookfield office, she's amazing. She'll help you walk it through. We've got Laura, we got Sonia. Everybody can help you.
All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We're going to London with Sandy Max soon and wondering if I should get British pounds here or in England.
I'd probably pick up a few pounds here if you can, just to have a little pocket change in case when you arrive you need to do some minor tipping or buy a coffee or something like that. Rose and I both agree we usually take about $200 of U.S. value of the, so with the pound you probably get 100 pounds with that, but just to have a little pocket change. Otherwise, use an ATM. I use ATMs all the time, and that's the best way to get the current price exchange.
Okay. This question was going to come up because everybody's wondering about it. You guys are going on your trip next week. What's going on with travel and the possible shutdown if the government shuts down tonight at midnight?
Yeah, that's the, I've been watching that too. You know, I'm worried about that as well. They say that the TSA and and the security people are probably not, they're probably going to work through it, but be prepared for long lines and be prepared for patients, and they're probably not going to be very happy to be working without right. getting paid. But the good thing about our trip, we'll keep an eye on it. It's not till next Sunday, so hopefully they can get this resolved within a few days and not extend it too far out. And then we're going to get to Chicago in plenty of time to get through security. And we have a direct flight, so we don't have to worry about any connections within the United States. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed. There's not much we can do about it at this point. Just hope for the best and just be patient.
Isn't this a news story every month, though, where the government's going to shut down? Then it doesn't. The government's going to shut down. Oh, yeah. No, we made it. Oh, the government's going to shut down. So we'll see if it actually happens. Hopefully, I mean, this one, for some reason, either the news is doing a better job of making it sound like it's actually going to happen, or they're just hyping it up to get ratings. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's hope it's hype.
Yeah. Let's hope. Let's see. We are going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
We got the German polka theme today on the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray. Rose
okay.
Gray is on another trip back
she
to Italy, right?
Yeah, and she did great. Thank God. We had a little glitch with her bus, but we can control a bus better than we control an airplane. So she did get to Florence without any issue.
Good.
She's enjoying the same exact trip that she did with Steve Scafidi, and it's working out great. So all we have to do is get her home.
Good.
Yeah.
So we have Colleen Alsberg here today, and I was looking at foxworldtravel.com, and under resources and vacation travel shows and events, I see a new podcast up there.
Yeah, Rose and I, we were put into action quickly because we were only together at the office for 3 days
okay.
in between her leaving again. So we on Tuesday, we quick ran through all of our 2024 Fox Group vacations, just giving them a good overview of what's for sale and what, you know, a little more detail, a little more fun, telling them about, especially Battlefields. That is such a neat trip, and it's very customized completely from top to bottom, and it's something you're not going to get anywhere in the world from any other travel agent. So take a peek at that Battlefields trip with Rose and John Bramage, who is the famous Gigi's husband, who is a World War One, World War Two war historian, and he is funny. He's fun. He's British. He's just crazy, and he really loves taking these trips out with our group. So that's a take a peek at that. That's a beautiful trip.
That's one nice thing about your guys' group trips is you've been doing this long enough that you find the best places to go, the best route to take. Like it, when you're going on these trips, it's decades worth of
Absolutely.
Knowledge getting put into putting the trip together.
Absolutely. I mean, our tour developer, Deb, she does our European product, and she's got so many great contacts and just a wealth of knowledge and knows these things. And we love her because that's what makes us different. And
right.
Yeah, we love it.
FoxWorldTravel.com is where you find that virtual tour that they recorded this week. That's also where you can find the podcast. So if you're just tuning in and you missed the first 36 minutes of the show, you can go find it there, usually by about Tuesday. Otherwise, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, it's kind of all over the place. We make sure you have access to it.
Absolutely.
So let's get to some more of these texts here. So this one says, we did that one. My wife and I are headed to Scotland in mid-November with Globus. Any must-see spots that you would recommend?
I just love Scotland. That's just such a beautiful country. We just had a group that got back from there too, and I was just reliving all the pictures. But you have to be going to Edinburgh. Absolutely, that is just the most beautiful city in Scotland. And if when in Edinburgh, I'd hike the Royal Mile and do some shopping. Maybe that's where you want to pick up your tartan pattern if you're Scottish. Very cool area. I would also in that area go to get into one of the cabarets, the Scottish cabarets. They'll pipe you in by a piper in a kilt, and then they have an amazing meal and dancing, and then you're going to have to try haggis. I just You should. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It sounds bad.
They need a better name. Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds bad, but it's really not that bad. And then when you're in Edinburgh, I took a tour of the Royal Yacht Britannia, which is the Queen of England's one that's docked now. It's a museum. That was really interesting. So if you want to hit something like that, that's really cool. And then outside of Edinburgh, one of my favorite places is actually Loch Lomond and the Trossachs National Park. If you want to do a little hiking and see some of the beauty up in the Highlands and, you know, catch pictures of the Highland cows. And also there's Loch Ness up there. You have to stop. It's just kind of a thing and look for Nessie. But there's Glasgow's got some, it's a great seaside city, lots of great museums as well. I could go on forever with Scotland.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, but it's great. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for. You can go to the Isle of Skye, just kind of what your thoughts are and what you want to hit. So if you're a museum person, you'd be very happy with that. And if you're a nature person, that as well.
Okay, lots to do. Thinking of family vacation, St. Lucia or Reba, four adults, one 10-year-old child, what's the best choice for all-inclusive, wanting some ocean experience?
Let's see. St. Lucia or Aruba? Aruba is more of a desert-type island, not so tropical, but the beaches are gorgeous. And then St. Lucia, I would probably lean more toward that for an all-inclusive experience there. Probably more choices as well in St. Lucia. I would, again, this is someone I'd call somebody at Fox to get one of the experts on those islands and the all-inclusives, and they can kind of point you in the right direction because there's so many different choices to look at. But probably look at something more if you're taking a younger kid, more family-friendly places, and they can come up with those for you.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Are there any land group tours of Italy in 2024?
Yes, there are. I'm thinking Best of Italy for sure. I'm not sure. I'd have to check. Let me get back on that one. I just want to check to see availability because I know that one sells out pretty quickly and I want to make sure it's still there for you.
So when you go to foxworldtravel.com, you hit travel at the top, just kind of hover over it. It drops down a drop down, Fox Group Vacations. You click on that. There are so many trips. I mean, when I started this show 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, we were in the thick of COVID and there was like maybe four trips still listed up there. It was just brutal. Now I'm like, wow, we're seeing the whole world again. Everybody's traveling.
Isn't that great? And I did a quick check while you were talking. Thank you for talking.
Yeah.
September 20th through the October 1st, perfect time of the year to go to Italy. We have our Best of Italy trip. There's still a few seats left on it. This one's wonderful because you start in Rome. And I call it kind of the triangle. Then you go up to Florence, where you get to hit San Gimignano. And then you go to Pisa. Then you stay for 2 nights on the island of Venice. We come down and stay in the beautiful city of Assisi. And then we head to Sorrento, where we stay 2 nights and get a chance to go to the Isle of Capri. And that's just the rich and famous. It's just kind of a neat thing, a place to putz through the, and I window shop there. And then we come back and we fly home from Naples. So it's absolutely perfect. You see all of Venice. It is with Insight Vacations. So you're on a business class type bus where they took, it's only 40 people. So they take half the seats or, you know, a good amount of seats out. And so you've got a lot of space on the bus, very comfortable for the longer days. But it's a small country, so there's not a lot of bus riding. If you want to hit this one up, take a peek at that one, I'd get on that because it's starting to sell out.
All right. A lot of these probably will because people are back to traveling again, which is great. A couple segments left, so get your calls in. The old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ellsberg here. Isaac playing all the polka music, getting Colleen psyched up for her big trip in a week. And this is making me want to skip working on the lawn today and actually go to a beer garden and drink a beer.
Well, it is a nice day, and there's limited days left. We got to do this.
I want to work. I want to go have fun.
I know. Me too.
All right. So speaking of that, it's supposed to get up to 90 again this week, which is crazy. So again, it's people, I don't think, have fully switched over to the fact, oh yeah, it's going to get cold and I need to book my trip for this winter. Do we still have time to book a trip for this winter?
Absolutely. If you're thinking about getting into some sun and fun, I do it pretty quickly though, because I know the charter flights out of Milwaukee are getting pretty limited. Okay. But so if you're planning on going to Cancun or Puerto Vallarta, or you want to get down to maybe go into Jamaica or Punta Cana, the charters are all out there yet, probably limited seats, but the deals are going to be there. So Apple is always throwing some deals out at us. So get in touch with one of our advisors and get on that, because it is selling out. We've got a group right now that we're working on, and they want to switch dates, and we're just having a really hard time finding, you know, 40 seats
space
for them.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one or two seats here and there, probably not going to be a problem. If you're going with a group of 8 or 10, then I'd get on it and pretty quickly and make sure you get that sun and fun all booked and something to look forward to, because you know it's going to get yucky in January and February.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you guys can help, even if I'm trying to get out of here in February, March, in that range, and there's not a group trip that's still available, you guys can help set up everything else for me and my family to go down.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'll pick out some nice resorts for you and see what's available and make sure that those seats are on the charter that's available.
Yeah. When you talk about that charter, that's a direct flight, which is nice, right?
Isn't right.
It typically, like, we're leaving Milwaukee and we're going to
right.
land where we want to land.
Absolutely. It's a seasonal thing. They only run it, and they know we need to get out of here in the summer or in the wintertime, so they run it seasonally. Starts a little bit before Christmas and ends right after spring break. Usually Easter is a pretty right. big cutoff time. And but yeah, direct flights, you pay for your flight, pay for your bags, get everything done ahead of time. Easy peasy, just get to Milwaukee. Great parking options there and easy to get to. So and then you're there within 3-4 hours and you're in sunshine.
So you heard her. There's still some time, but it's filling up quickly. So get your travel set up now for those Christmas or those spring break vacations. A lot of people take it during
right.
their kids' week off of school, and they book the trip with the family. If you're flexible and you can fill out the form at foxworldtravel.com, tell them that. Hey, I want to go sometime in January or February. I can go whenever I want, but here's the place I'm looking to go, how many people we're thinking we're taking. If you have certain dates, put those in there. They can help you out.
Yep.
Somebody will call you on Monday or Tuesday, get the ball rolling, get you booked on that vacation so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Perfect. I'm almost jealous.
And
actually,
part of the great thing about a winter vacation is looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Knowing that it's coming and saying, oh, so the sooner you book it, the more you get that. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that it?
Yes.
I mean, I get kind of the heebie-jeebies when I don't have something to look forward to
right,
when it comes
right.
to travel. And I've got a trip coming up actually after I get back from my river cruise with my group. I am leaving a week and a half later to go to Munich to do my own river cruise with a friend.
There you go.
And I'm so looking forward to that. And then the hard part starts because I have to renew my passport, and I will be without a passport for, it could be up to 3 months. I don't know. And if this government shutdown happens, my
right,
pass,
right. How long is that going to take?
Exactly. Because I've got a trip to Japan in April, and I need 6 months validity on my passport, and I wouldn't have enough.
So to put this into perspective for the average person, a travel advisor without a passport is kind of like you leave the house without your phone.
Yes.
And you're like, woo, I need my phone.
Yeah.
I need my
yeah.
phone.
You
That's
get,
like your feeling.
Oh,
like,
my
I
gosh.
Can't send this off for 3 months. Yeah. I need this passport.
I get so nervous because I need it for my job. And it's a part of me. My passport yeah. is a part of me. And so I'm going to have to go to Hawaii, I guess. I don't know what else to do. So.
All right. We have one final segment coming up. Get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. The old National Bank talk and text line. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ellsberg, you said you are here next Saturday before you take off on your trip to Amsterdam,
yes,
right?
It's going to be a quick turn. I'm going to run down here, do the show, then I have to do a presentation for Rose on Mexico
okay.
in near the Mayfair Mall area, and then I have to run home, pack, and get ready to go. So, yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. All right. So we'll have you next week. I hear there are other trips happening with people that people may know.
Yeah. And speaking of river cruises, and one of my favorite things, Steve Scafidi is doing one next year, and it's really starting to sell out, especially after he talked about his Italy trip with Rose last week. What a great time they had. What a great guy to travel with. And so I'm excited for them because they are absolutely doing my favorite river cruise. They're doing the German Grandeur with Avalon. So it's amazing time of the year, July 16th through the 27th. I might have to pull rank and go with him instead of Rose. So we'll see. Steve, I'm a nice person. You can travel with me. But this one goes to such neat places. We'll go start in Munich for two nights. So it's very similar to what I'm doing. It's just going the other direction. So they get out to Neuschwanstein, which is crazy King Ludwig's castle, and that's the one that Disney designed the castle after. Okay. And then this one, I kind of call it the Berg trip, because there's a lot of bergs you go to, and I'm in Allsburg. So
Cedarburg?
Cedarburg, yeah, exactly. you start in Nuremberg, then you go to Bamberg, there's Würzburg, there's Strasbourg, so a lot of berg cities. Nuremberg is amazing. A lot of World War II history there. I think it's Würzburg or Bamberg. One of them has this amazing sausage place that you go to. Great beer throughout. You actually go to Frankfurt, Rüdesheim, which is amazing brandies and wine. Go up to Bopard, which has a cute little theater that everybody should see. You do a little bit on the Rhine, a little bit of the Main, you'll do a little bit of the Danube. Then it heads on down to Strasbourg. So you're kind of doing a France-German combination there. And then you end in Basel, Switzerland, after a stop in Brisach in the Black Forest, the cuckoo clocks and the Black Forest cake and all that good stuff. So a great combination of a lot of different things. And then I believe we'll probably fly home from Zurich from there. So great trip with Steve. And then we're also doing our good friend Gene Miller.
The OG.
Oh, I love Gene Miller.
The original Gene.
Yes.
The OG.
The OG. Is that what we're calling him? I love Gene. And I probably should pull rank on this one, but I'll probably be in Alaska. But it's August 22nd. He's doing Spectacular Ireland, which is a little bit different than your typical, again, I call them those triangle tours where you just do Dublin, Killarney. This one does that as well, but you also do Waterford, you go to Blarney Castle. But what's neat about this, you do two rings. You do the Ring of Kerry and the Dingle Peninsula. So you do two beautiful drives. And then you go up to the Cliffs of Moher, spend two nights in Galway, and that's just an amazing university town with a beautiful cathedral. You go up to Kylemore Abbey at Connemara, see the marble areas. You'll go out to some little islands and then come a little bit farther north. So you're still within Ireland proper, but it's in and out of Dublin. So it's just an all-around great trip with Gene. And he's nice.
So how big is, when you think Ireland, it's a country, right?
Yeah.
How big is that compared to the U.S.?
It's teeny.
That's what I'm saying. So you're saying all this traveling, it makes it sound like, oh, we're going to be on a bus all the time.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of fact that if you're in Ireland, you're never more than 50 miles from water.
Yeah.
It's very little. It's so there's a lot of stops, a lot of going on, but it's very short rides.
Right, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get to see the whole country, but do it in short spurts.
Absolutely,
you're going around.
Yeah.
All right, so some great trips there. If you go to foxworldtravel.com, hover over travel and go to Fox Group Vacations. That's where you'll find all of those. So we have about a minute left. Tell people how they get in touch with you. When's the best time? How's this process work?
Okay, the best thing to do is to call us at 866-GO-FOX-GO. Check out our website, foxworldtravel.com. If you're thinking about doing your own trip or want more information on anything, please look on our website and fill out that form that you always talk about a lot, and that's the best way, and make it as detailed as possible. And those will be sorted out to either someone close to you or by expertise, and they'll get in touch with you, and you can start the process of building your own fabulous trip, and that's what we aim to do. And Fox World Travel, that's just vacation. We do so much more. We're corporate, we're meetings and incentives, and we have our amazing wedding department as well.
Yeah, and different people, specialists that handle all this stuff to make sure it's the perfect trip for you.
Absolutely. We just, I work with such an intelligent crew. I love who I work with. I love Fox World Travel. Our Thanks a Bunch month is over. I'm kind of sad about that. but they really took good care of us and did a lot of great things for the company. And just very proud that there's always somebody that I can go to for information.
So you guys are one of the biggest travel agencies in the country, right?
Yeah, number 25. 5. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I love it. And it's, I love that we're not a huge company. We're a privately owned company, a family owned, third generation. And to have that kind of status within the United States is pretty cool.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.